over to Mayor Hodgson so that he can do his good work of letting us know what's going on around town.
Thank you, sir.
Mayor Hodgson.
Good evening. How are you all doing?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, come on. There's been some cocktails, some salted meats. There we go. All right. That helps me feel better. Thanks. I was just kidding with Kyle that, you know, you would think that I'd be used to doing this by now, but I still get really anxious and you know, standing in front of a group of people. So I brought extra handkerchiefs just in case. So for those of you that aren't familiar with that joke, you will be here shortly. Before I begin, I want to take a moment to acknowledge and thank several people that help make our city what it is. If I could have, I think I've got just two of my counselors here, but if you would both stand and be recognized, I'd appreciate that. Councilor Hensley and Councilor Varwig, thank you both. Our city staff, if you could all stand. There's a number of you here. I see you all, so all stand up, including you. Chief Davis, stand up. Chief Davis. And then there's a number of you here that sit on a number of our boards and committees. If you are a board member or a committee member, will you please stand up and be recognized? Walt, I know you. Walt Daniels, stand up, please. Scott Sasson. These are the people, especially our city staff, that really do make Canby run the way it does. They tell us as a council and me as the mayor when we need to just kind of get out of the way or tone down our rhetoric or maybe look at a smaller price tag. Those are the things that our city staff does and they keep us on track. So I very, very much appreciate them tremendously. And our boards and committees help with our vision and add to it and enhance it in a lot of different ways. It is an honor and privilege to be delivering the State of the City address for the seventh time and to have been your mayor for the past 8 years. It has been an honor to do this role. Canby is a wonderful city and a wonderful place to grow, whether that is growing a new or young family, settling down for the golden years, growing a business, or just frankly growing. Canby has and continues to be a wonderful place to live and be. We are growing as a city, and the number of new residents that are choosing to make Canby their home, economically with new businesses, continued events and activities that draw people into our city. We are and have been in a state of change, sometimes slow and sometimes by leaps and bounds. All the while, these past 8 years, the growth has happened with a managed and controlled hand. Many of you that are here tonight have seen the growth coming. I was part of that growth almost 16 years ago when my wife and then 6-month-old daughter were introduced to a city that we hadn't heard of before. And we were glad to call Canby home. Nearly 2 decades ago, we, city leaders and citizens, discussed and planned for the growth that's happening. We knew it would come, and our choice was to plan and manage the growth or be acted upon and react to the growth. We cannot close the door and turn out the lights and put up a sign that says, sorry, we're closed. It doesn't work. I had a great conversation with a very dear friend of mine. We likened Canby to being kind of a young teenager in terms of where we're at as a city. We have moments of brilliance and then some moments of being awkward. We have growing pains, and at the same time, we must adjust to our ever-changing person and being. Bigger hands, bigger feet, being clumsy. We have had times of growth spurts and times of adjusting to that growth. And right now we are experiencing another growth spurt. The time is coming where we will have to adjust to the new us. During that time of adjustment, we must once again roll up our shirt sleeves, come together, and determine if we're going to plan and manage the next couple of stages of growth or wait and be acted upon and then react. So what have we managed over the last couple of years? I always like these things to be interactive. You guys don't want to listen to me talk, right? So our Canby Industrial Park. Canby Industrial Park is the economic engine to our city. I stated that 10 years ago when I got on the city council, 8 years ago when I ran, that That is the piece that drives our city. That's what enables us to do libraries and new police stations and streetscapes. That's what helps us fund and do a lot of the great things that we are doing. It's 350 acres. It was established in 1999 and is only about halfway developed. And that's even with Columbia Distributing in the project. The park has now 16 industrial companies, 1,000 jobs, over 1,000 jobs, and $40 million in payrolls. It's pretty impressive for really a young industrial park. So what's coming? Well, Active Water Sports is done. They've moved in. So if you're looking for a new boat or a place to store your boat, they might be full though, I think, but check with them anyways. Little Stinky Environmental. You know, you gotta have it all in the industrial park, but that is currently under construction as well. New industry coming into the industrial park right now. The big ones being Columbia Distribution. That's over a 530,000 square foot building that's coming into town. That's jobs. That's traffic. Yes, I'm not going to deny that. But we've planned for that. We've managed for that. We knew that was going to be coming. We knew when we designed the industrial park that the intent was to draw businesses of this size. It's going to have 242 employees just to start with. I know already that they've hired over 20 people from Camby to begin with, and they haven't even moved here. I've talked with a number of those employees, and they're excited to have this in their backyard. One of them's a driver. He leaves at 3 o'clock in the morning to get up to Swan Island to get ready to run his route. Now he only have to get up at 4:30. So he gets to sleep in a little bit. New businesses on the horizon. Can you guys see this okay? It's a little
light.
Yeah, sorry. Does that help? Good, I'd rather you look at the pictures than me anyways. So two new businesses that have been approved at the Planning Commission level here already. Caruso Produce, big produce distribution company that was in Tualatin, is now going to make their home here in Camby. And they're building a new 77,000 square foot building. And with that, they're bringing a number of jobs and will be adding more jobs as they move here. Stanton Furniture, just approved here last month at the Planning Commission. That's another one that's going to be almost 300 jobs. I'm looking at Jamie for nods of affirmation on that. Again, a number of the jobs coming with them, but there's always attrition, which means opportunity for those of us in Camby. Along with those projects, sorry to go back to my notes here, we've had two light industrial buildings that have also opened and been developed and are leasing in the industrial park right across from Anderson Quality Springs. They house several businesses ranging from construction and custom counters to Camby CrossFit and an auto detailing. So opportunities for even smaller business. Moving into transportation and that conversation, there's a lot. We have our road maintenance fee, which continues to be a huge piece for us to be able to continue up with our road paving projects and even some of the projects that have been imposed. So for example, seeing the crosswalk projects going around Portland, we have to do the same thing. So that was a state legislative piece that came down that we needed to upgrade our crosswalks and ADA ramps throughout the city. So that's a project that some of these funds are being used to help with. Clackamas County passed their vehicle registration fee, which will be an annual revenue to the city of approximately $300,000 a year. That'll be used for road projects and transportation pieces. Our gas tax revenue that we get from the gas tax, this has been declining across the state as automobiles increase their efficiency and EV electric vehicles gain in popularity. I don't know how many of you watched the Super Bowl. Did you guys see the commercial for the electronic engine Hummer and Porsche? Yeah, I think that Hummer might work out. So interesting segue to then talk about county roads within the city. I might need a Hummer to drive over some of the county roads that are in the city. Well, I couldn't have planned that better, could I? So county roads, they continue to be a push by me and the council on the county. We have brought in South Elm Street, and with the South Ivy project, we have jurisdiction from North 99E to south of Canby to the river. So we will own that stretch of road and we will maintain them. South Ivy project is in the final planning and negotiation phase with the county. This project is a long time in coming and should begin construction, I believe, in 2021. I believe that that's what we're looking at. The project will include paving, sidewalks, and bike lanes. We are currently fighting hard with the county to ensure a signal at South Ivy and South Township as part of the project.
Roundabout.
I don't know if we're going to put a roundabout there at Township and Ivy.
Shut up.
Maybe further out. Finally, Canby Area Transit. Canby Area Transit continues to grow as a city offering for transportation. We are seeing steady increase in ridership as our Dial-A-Ride grows. CAT has added service to Saturday, and we move closer to returning to a daily circular route around Canby. CAT has made strides in expanding facilities with the purchase of 1 acre parcel of land for additional bus parking and the future construction of permanent office space. Additional transportation projects and things that we're working on: a signal light at Hazel Dell Way and Sequoia. This will be Canby's first traffic signal, and it'll be we're looking to begin installation here in 2020. This will increase safety, relieve industrial park traffic, and assist with Canby Marketplace ingress and egress. So Canby Marketplace is the Fred Meyer Shopping Center. So at Christmas, you'll be able to get in and out way faster. We are working with traffic engineers from DKS, and the short-term solution, this is a short-term solution in identifying additional access within the industrial park. Another, and finally, a big project that we're looking at is alternative access to Highway 99E. So included in that, we've purchased a piece of property on Southeast First Avenue and brought that into the Urban Renewal District. We purchased that 3.7 acres for that. We've worked with Par 3 Investments, and the new road will traverse 5 parcels and connect to 99E. Our goal for the completion of that is in the next 3 to 5 years. Fingers crossed, and see where that goes. Next up is housing. We're talking about that. A few things going on in terms of housing in Canby. I have wine up here, so whoever bought that, thank you. And I have salty meats. Where did Matt go? There you are. Thank you, sir. Wayward Sand. Wine and salty meats, you can't go wrong, right? Thank you, Matt. Wayward Sandwiches, if you've not been there, please go and check them out. Quite the sandwich shop. I appreciate them being here. So housing. So after a 13-year drought in apartment development, we've had 5 new complexes that have been completed or on the way to development. We got Sequoia Grove, that was 174 units. Trail Crossing, the Dahlia, which has been completed, Monin Duplex and Triplex, and Tivoli Apartments. All in all, 314 units of apartments when those are all completed. New housing subdivisions, we've got Feist phase 6 through 9, Timber Park, Tan Oak, which is in Northeast Canby, Beck Pond 1 and 2, Redwood Landing, and a host of others. Approved subdivisions yet that are underway: Pine Place, Riverside Park, Cougar Run, and a host of others. Total planned lots in Canby just for housing, 505 plotted for Canby. We currently roll at a rate of about 100 homes a year that we've been able to build. So 90 the last couple. This year we're probably looking to end up at over 100 homes being built in Canby. Our dynamic downtown. We have the Dahlia building that's just been completed. Wayward Sandwiches, which I was just talking about, has gone in. They're right there on the corner. We've got Canby Gifts. There's a new bakery that'll begin construction this spring. And I understand that there's...
She's here.
Welcome. As you can see, I've not missed many pastries in my life, so I will be by. And there's talks of another business going in on the corner spot as we speak. Caldera International has taken over what used to be Parsons Pharmacy. They've taken over the back half of the building where they'll make and distribute their products, and they're renovating the front part of the building for future retail and or restaurant development. Great opportunities are afoot in terms of those pieces in Canby. Our former library recently, we had plans for some discussion on trying to turn that into a great development. We were looking at doing like a public market and flexible space. But recently we just had a conversation that we were going out for a request for proposals for opportunities to redevelop this building. The city had been looking to renovate the building, and unfortunately the initial estimates were more than we can afford to do. The Quiet Zone continues to be a project that we work on here for the downtown. After some design changes and the need to move a pesky power pole, you know, gotta keep power running through Canby. We still are tracking to get this project started and completed. We're at a 95% completion and approved of design plans, and the city council at a work session has directed staff to continue with the project and to look at going out to bid for the project as soon as we can. Our boards and committees continue to be very active in Canby. So our park advisory board has moved forward with the city itself and doing the splash pad and creating a park project priority list. Our bike and ped committee just got a grant that they're working with the park advisory board for planning for the Canby Malala Trail. So a couple years ago, we had a donation of 166 acres by the Traverso family of the logging trail south of Canby. And so that 166 acres, the goal long-term plan is to try to connect Canby and Malala on this trail. The library board is working with Oregon City and the County Library District on redistricting. That's not gonna be an easy project. Irene is in the library board, and our liaison, Councilor Sean Varwig, have already begun the process of having those conversations, but the redistricting, we found that we are servicing an area outside of our district, and we just want to make sure that we are doing our due diligence to make sure that we're recouping the costs that it takes to service those areas. The Heritage and Landmark Commission is working on a citywide preservation plan, 150th anniversary for the city of Canby. They're working on a lot of things. Our Canby Beautification Group, several planning events, a lot of roses along the tracks. Other parts of town that you'll start to see come spring and summer when what they've planted starts to grow out of the ground. There's a lot of other that our committees are doing. We've got a bike and, I talked about bike and ped, but we have Camp Utility Board that are watching and judging where our rates are. We've got a traffic safety committee that are looking at stop signs and intersections and things like that around town. So there's a lot to be involved in Canby, a lot of good things. Canby events. First Thursday events like this continue to be a big hit in Canby. It was a big lift, I know, for the chamber to move from Fridays to Thursdays, and I think they've seen some great success with it, and I know that our downtown businesses have seen it. Our Independence Day celebration, we figured we had about 12,000 attendees come into Canby for that event, which is huge, and that's just one of many events that we do in Canby. Canby's big night out and big weekend. The Cruise Inn had nearly 800 cars this past year show up for the 25th anniversary of the car show. And then Canby's Light Up Tonight, which is the big park lighting that we do and parade that we do downtown. We do Spooktacular Village. I mean, there's a ton that goes on in Canby that we all can be a part of and make sure that we encourage others to be a part of. So what's in Canby's future? Right now we've got a Canby tourism plan. Planning is underway. Our focus on that is destination development. So we've got a lot of access to waterways and things like that, and we're trying to figure out and plan ways that we can capitalize on those to draw people here. Canby is a great biking destination. We get a number of bike riders that like to come ride through Canby, ride out to the country roads, do the farm loop, and then circle back and have lunch or dinner here in Canby. So yeah, we've got history and culture. We've done a number of buildings that we've dedicated. We are the first city in Oregon to do a women's heritage trail. It talks about the history and impact of women on Oregon's history, and specifically the Canby. How are we gonna draw people from the Legacy Project? So that's the big project at Oregon City Waterfalls. So recently that project's been, those buildings have been purchased, and they're moving forward from what I understand with the Riverwalk. So that'll be the first piece in a very long process, I'm sure, to get that going. But we act as an alternative to those that might be visiting the area. So how do we tap into that, and how do we piggyback on that project? So park development. So Maple Street Park is next up. We're doing a lot there. So the splash pad is going in. We've had a lot of community input on that piece, and that's going to be a great addition, long time coming. And everyone's been very patient, and they're looking at other enhancements to Maple Street Park. So, we had to move the tennis courts, so putting back new tennis courts with pickleball option. And then what can we do to the fields to enhance the baseball and softball fields that are there? Willamette Wayside Park. So trail development within Willamette Wayside, and then connection to Mullala State Park. Myself and a couple of the park board members have met with the park ranger from Mullala State Park, and they're very anxious to work with the city on developing and expanding the Emerald Necklace Trail that we are working on for biking and hiking. Planning, lots and lots of planning in our future. We had to deal and open up our comprehensive plan, which is going to address transportation and housing and where our needs are and wants are as we do look at the next wave of growth for us as a city. As we have grown, as we change, Canby continues to rate in the top 10 for safest cities to live. We have been in the top 10 and even the top 5 these past 8 years. We continue to hire the best officers we can and that are available. And we even added an additional lieutenant last year, which has definitely helped out on our police force. In the coming years, I'd like to see Canby add additional officers to our growing city and make sure and ensure that we continue to be one of the safest cities in Oregon to live, work, and play. Financially, Canby has been very frugal, building our reserves in preparation for the future and being very selective on how we add to our staff. Recently, we have posted for an additional position in our planning department to assist with our current workload and also to assist with our future planning needs and wants. Our finance team brought to the council, which we will include in this coming budget season, an opportunity to set aside funds that will save the city approximately $1 million in PERS. There is something refreshing about a date and time, 2000, 2010, 2020, we seem to do things when we turn 40 or 50 or even, the city of Canby at 150 years old. Those are always those benchmark years where we look and go, all right, what do I need to do differently or what needs to change? In the years ahead, I am committed to ensuring that we look ahead to our future and that we plan accordingly. We must balance the here and now with our hopes and our aspirations. We cannot just look 5 or 10 years, we must look 50 years ahead. I want to continue to be a city that plans and sets its own destiny and not laying wait to be acted upon and therefore having to react. We have been setting funds aside in the last couple of years, in the last couple of budget cycles, to begin the completion of our new comprehensive plan. This will take the council and much input from you in time to complete. We will look at transportation, housing, and how to continue to maximize our industrial park to fund our aspirations. I will continue to hold to the position that we must be able to take care of what we have before we add more. Council has discussed as new development occurs that we really need to determine if a park makes sense in that location and that if we can maintain it. Or do we take the system development funds to invest in what we already have? Council must look at housing and find ways that we can develop housing that can be financially attainable for many of those that want to be in Canby or stay in Canby. We aspire and have dreams which sometimes become wants at all costs. Delayed gratification is hard, and sometimes there are trade-offs for a future that is better than the here and now. I see the posts on social media and I hear them at the grocery store. Canby is no longer a small town. I think that it's safe to say that those of you that lived here when the first signal light went in thought, there goes the town. And again, it was said probably when Fred Meyer arrived or when the Tofty Farms development went in. When someone says we should not build anymore, I ask them how long they've lived here. I smile when I hear that their time has been less than 10 years, because I know those of you that have lived here longer than that wanted to close off Canby 15 years ago or more. It's a balancing act that we all must perform and perform together. I will continue to hold to the very last day that you all chose to meet. I will hold to the very last day that you all choose me to be your mayor. The Canby stays small because of the people that choose to come to our events, that choose to shop here in our town, and those that choose to give their new neighbor a welcome of saying, hi, welcome to Canby. Because that's what it takes to be a small town. It's not the buildings, it's not the roads, it's us being able to go to our new neighbors that just moved in from Portland or Gaston, California, and say, welcome to Canby. So I thank you all very much for being here this evening. This is very much just a very much an overview of where Canby's at and what we've got going on. There's a lot. We are growing. It is a challenge. And it is without sometimes pain and late nights and the council sharpening the pencil to figure things out. But we're here to do the best that we can. But we can't do it without your input. So it starts with you all being here tonight. So I thank you and appreciate that. And I'll take any questions or thoughts that anyone may have.